Elon Musk's Twitter loses its top censor, again. By Lucas Nolan on June 2, 2023. Ella Irwin, the head of trust and safety at Twitter, has resigned from her position, marking the second high-profile departure from the role since Elon Musk's takeover of the social media giant. Business Insider reports that Ella Irwin, Twitter's head of trust and safety, resigned from her position in a surprising move. This is the second executive to abandon this position since Elon Musk took control of the social media platform after woke extremist Yoel Roth left the company early in Musk's tenure despite early praise from his new boss. When Irwin's Slack account was discovered to be inactive, reports of her resignation started to circulate. Irwin had worked for Twitter since June 2022, beginning her employment there just before Musk's purchase of the business. It's interesting to note that Irwin briefly left Twitter when Musk first took over, but was convinced to come back when the company experienced a large number of resignations. The stability and direction of the company under Musk's leadership have been questioned in light of Twitter's constant replacement of executives in the trust and safety position. A few weeks into Musk's leadership, Yoel Roth, her immediate predecessor, also announced his resignation. Roth chose to resign despite surviving the initial round of layoffs, which affected about half of Twitter's staff, reportedly because he disagreed with Musk's choices, such as the decision to allow users who had been previously banned to use the platform again. Musk has repeatedly promised to make Twitter a free speech platform, yet many have noticed the same censorship tactics used by the old guard of Twitter coming back into play. One such example is the recent censorship of Matt Walsh's movie What is a Woman, which has been deboosted, hidden, or actively censored across the platform, bringing into question Elon Musk's assertions that he is a free speech absolutist. Twitter users were quick to point out the U-turn by the self-proclaimed free speech absolutist since taking control of the platform. User at @BasedSpinach pointed out, "Bro lost $44 billion to make Twitter free speech and then was like, you know what, never mind." As of right now, nobody from Twitter has commented on Irwin's departure or the ongoing controversies. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan. Use checked in its success.